bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for our devotion from the 9th chapter of 2 Corinthians. Each one must give as he has made up his mind, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. The Greatest Generation. That's the title of a Tom Brokaw book which describes the folks who are my mother's age. And while every generation has elements of greatness, that generation is special. That truth was brought home to me recently when I read a Washington Post article about a small army of old ladies determined to do what they could to help America's troops. No, they weren't knitting bulletproof vests, nor were they being modern-day Rosie the Riveters constructing Liberty ships. These wonderful ladies, some in wheelchairs, others with painful arthritis, are clipping thousands of coupons. Coupons which they send to military families in the Mideast and elsewhere overseas. As they say, every little bit helps. Apparently God isn't the only one who loves a cheerful giver, for the ladies have received thank you letters from appreciative Americans from all around the world. These ladies of the Greatest Generation are providing a special example for all of Christ's followers. They know that while they may not be able to do much, they certainly can do something. That's the attitude every Christian should have. We who have been redeemed by the suffering and sacrifice of the Savior should show our thanks for God's grace in a multitude of ways. True, our witness to the Savior may not change the course of nations. We may not rescue millions from the fires of hell, but we are Christ's ambassadors. When the things we do, great and small, are motivated by the Spirit to glorify the Savior, the Lord will accomplish His purpose. The hymn writer said it beautifully. Let none hear you idly saying there is nothing I can do, while the souls of men are dying and the Master calls for you. Take the task He gives you gladly. Let His work your pleasure be. Answer quickly when He calleth, "Here am I, send me, send me." We pray. Dear Lord Jesus, I may not be able to speak like angels or preach like Paul, but I can tell the love of Jesus. I can say He died for all. I may not be able to rouse the wicked with the judgment's dread alarms, but I can lead the little children to the Savior's waiting arms. Dear Lord, use me for your purpose, large or small. In your name, amen.